Hello, this is David Snyder, President of Baptist International Missions Incorporated, welcoming you to today's broadcast of Moments for Missions under the direction of our Vice President, Dr. J.B. Godfrey.
Well, here at BIMI, when our folk retire or go emeritus, and that means retire with honor, they must have 25 years or more with us to get that title. But when they do go emeritus, they don't quit. Let me tell you today about one of my really close friends. We worked together in Africa for many years, and Swante and Linda Lindquist. They're living out in Arizona now, and they say, "We are rejoicing greatly in how the Lord continues to shower us with blessings here in the Phoenix area. Lighthouse Baptist Church is growing in spite of the snowbirds starting to head north. We're seeing an increase in attendance and people being saved and joining the church in several baptisms, and we praise the Lord for His goodness." Earlier this year, the ladies had their regular Saturday bi-monthly meeting, and an 88-year-old lady came that had been Catholic all of her life. She had such a great time that she returned for Sunday school the next day and said she had never seen anything like this before. Well, she was given a Bible, returned the next Sunday when she was given the gospel, but said it was so different from what she was used to. Well, on March the 19th, she was taken to the hospital suddenly, and Pastor Ron Manuel and I went to visit her, and he had the joy of leading her to the Lord that day. And how we rejoice in our new sister in the Lord. She was able to come back home and is recuperating and looking forward to being back in church. Well, then Pastor Manuel and I visited Gabe, a 77-year-old man in hospice care. And while there, he was alert, and I had the opportunity to share the gospel with him. When asked if he wanted to accept the Lord as Savior, he said, "I can't." And when I asked why, he said, "I don't know how to pray." So while I was guiding him in prayer, he called upon the Lord and joyfully asked Jesus into his heart. And we were rejoicing when his sisters, who were so excited to know that he's now saved. It's good to remember we never know how long or how many chances we'll have to turn to him. Just a few days later, Gabe passed to heaven to meet his new Savior, and we are rejoicing in another brand plucked from the fire. Well, then Linda, of course, that's Mrs. Lindquist. Linda and I have had many chances to share the gospel and hand out gospel tracts. At an RV store, we had the joy of witnessing to a store manager, and Linda shared the word with another lady who works at a health food store who didn't have a Bible, and we told her we would bring her one, and when we returned, she had gone to another state due to a family emergency. So would you please pray for Edith that our witness and the good tract given will help her seek the Lord. Now, Pastor Ron and Shelby and Linda and I had the opportunity of attending a missions conference at Tahoma Odom Baptist Church near an Indian reservation in Casa Grande. And later we were asked to join Pastor Ron as he shared his testimony at Shining Light Baptist Church's missions conference in Tucson. And the pastor then asked if I would be willing to fill in for him for 10 days as he went out of state. We were rejoicing and much blessed to be with the Shining Light Baptist Church family again. And I have been blessed to preach the afternoon service here in the RV park where we lived. Our pianist and her husband have returned back to the state of Utah. Please pray for Jenny and Kurt. They are Mormon and have attended our services on a regular basis from the very start. Pray that the messages preached from God's Word will touch their hearts. We've had many opportunities to get the Word out, and ask that you'll continue to pray for us to have the power of God upon our lives as we live for Him.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050, or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.